Why does Irish trad sound like it does? How do you know it when you hear it? Some of the answers to these questions to start the week on Culture File with composer and guitarist Dave Flynn. Flynn's own music frequently looks at areas where trad and concert music cross over, or at least bump into each other down the pub. As part of these explorations, he's used his guitar to look deeply into aspects of Irish trad, such as tuning and ornamentation, techniques that can be hard, maybe even impossible to notate, but whose specificities tell us a great deal about what Irish music is. Dave Flynn came to Culturefile Towers recently with two guitars and some thoughts.
So this is somebody attempting to play Irish music.
I describe it as a classical guitarist who has an arrangement of the very basic part of an Irish melody, without really having any training or understanding of Irish traditional music.
What are you hearing there?
Very well played from a classical guitar perspective. There's no doubting they're a very good classical guitarist, but basically what you're hearing there is, if you open up a book of Irish tunes, slight kind of harmonic embellishments on that, but basically the way they're playing the tune is not related to how a master traditional Irish musician would play the tune. It's very much playing a skeleton that's just in the book. There's none of the characteristic things that make a tune Irish, so to say.
I mean, I would say there isn't that kind of swing, that kind of drive that you kind of get in the best of Irish.
Yeah, there's definitely not a swing to it. And the rhythm, there's no ornamentation, no variation in terms of melodic variation is an important part of traditional Irish music. Also, the tone of the playing is very much a classical tone, and it's like if you hear an Irish fiddle player and a classical violinist, they're a completely different sound. And there's various types of sounds in Irish music and in classical music, but the fiddle sound tends to be quite different to the classical violin sound. So the same could be applied to the guitar to get a more Irishy kind of sound.
There's the nub of it. What is an Irishy sound like? What does Irish music, and I guess we're talking about Irish traditional music, sound like?
Well, Irish music is such a broad school, and it's not necessarily traditional Irish music. There's all sorts of, there's Irish jazz, Irish classical, everything. But if we're talking specifically about traditional Irish music, within that there's different traditions. You have the singing tradition, Seanós singing. You have the harp tradition, Celtic harp kind of sounds. And then there's fiddle music, pipe music, concertina music, flute, whistle. But broadly, they're kind of thought of as two kind of different things. There's the dance music and the slow music, the airs. What is that? I suppose there's various different sounds and techniques and instrumentations have developed over the years around certain melodies and melodic forms that are common to Ireland, not always originating in Ireland, but there's a certain way of articulating and playing the music that makes it sound Irish. For a musician who's classically trained, if they're looking at a sheet music, that it either will have no ornamentation written into it, or the ornamentation that's written in will confuse them because they're used to playing something different to what an Irish fiddle player would play. So the simplest ornamentation in Irish music is called a cut, and it looks like what classical musicians call grace notes. A classical musician playing a grace note would sound something like this. It's kind of one clear note played kind of quickly before a main note. So in that case, it's a G going to an E. Whereas a cut kind of is like, it's kind of cutting the note. You don't really hear the G. And one thing to understand is the main difference in ornamentation between Irish and classical music is that the Irish ornaments tend to be mostly rhythmic, kind of percussive ornamentation. They're not melodic. There is melodic ornamentation, but most of these techniques, cuts, crans, rolls, trebles, a lot of the time it's a percussive effect. But when it's written in sheet music, it's rarely written like that. So if you put down an Irish tune in front of a classical musician and they play it, the ornamentation will just not sound like a fiddle player or a piper or something like that, you know.
Why is that? Why is it percussive?
It's just the way the sound developed. Like, some of the ornamentations come out of piping, and it just kind of has, the ornaments have that kind of, it just sounds like that.
The kind of burbling, is that what you mean?
Cranning is the main kind of piping technique that sounds like that. But pipers have many different ornaments, like a whole host of them. But cranning is probably the most famed one because it's complicated and there's different ways of doing it. I mean, it's impossible to do it exactly as pipers do it on the guitar, but I do my best. And it's like combining various cuts that the ornament I heard and making that bobbly sound, like it's... sound. And I suppose a sight reading musician would see something like that in a book and it might sound like, so what here, you know, I often like to put a low note with it to get a droney kind of sound, like the pipes drone, so you get, and that comes in like and rhythms, you know.
So is the fact that a lot of these little ornamentations are percussive, is that related to the kind of drive that you feel in the music often?
Yeah, it definitely, a lot of this music is dance music, so it's doesn't have what, you know, classical musicians call rubato, which is bending the rhythm. That really wouldn't be characteristic in playing traditional Irish dance music, because you want to keep a motor kind of rhythm going. Imagine there's someone dancing with you.
Dave Flynn there, and we'll have the second part of that conversation next time on Culture File.